It's the 15th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Following on from the resignation of Central Bedfordshire Councillor's current leader, Councillor Adam Zerney, a new power-sharing option is now being proposed. Dismissed Deputy Leader Councillor Hayley Whittaker, who challenged Zerney, the independent Potton councillor, for his position, is now seeking alliances with the Lib Dems and Labour. Miss Whittaker, the independent councillor from Biggleswade West, said, "After a difficult few weeks, I'm now doing everything I can to bring stability to the council during this period of turmoil." Councillor Grant Fage confirmed on social media that the CBC has lost six councillors within a very short period of time. The issue is expected to be discussed at the next full council meeting on the 18th of July. Investigators at the Air Accident Investigation Branch have concluded that last October a drone was flown intentionally close to a glider on Dunstable Downs, resulting in an air collision. The glider suffered minor wing damage and its pilot, who is 59, landed safely. The new Wixom train station is expected to cost Bedford Borough Council almost £63 million. 2 years ago, that amount was £39 million. The two-platform station is currently expected to house a waiting room, coffee shop and toilets, along with a 350-vehicle car park. Those plans could, however, be vastly altered if Universal Studios decide to build its theme park in the borough, with most of the station's price tag being picked up by the government. Elaine Masters, an Eton Bray mum, received a mini grand piano for her birthday and had to remember her childhood piano lessons. As a result, she has composed a song called Burning Stars that she hopes to one day see attached to a James Bond movie as its musical theme. She is currently attempting to get the attention of James Bond filmmakers EON Productions. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.